VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas says it will release the next group of three Israeli hostages as planned, resolving a major dispute over the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Hamas had threatened to delay the next release of Israeli hostages, accusing Israel of failing to meet its obligations to allow in tents and shelters, among other alleged violations of the truce. Israel had threatened to renew its offensive if hostages were not freed. There was no immediate comment from Israel on Hamas's announcement. NATO allies are insisting Ukraine and Europe be involved in peace talks as U.S. President Donald Trump touts his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
UK Defence Secretary John Healey said Thursday that Ukraine's voice must be at the heart of any talks.
There can be no negotiation about Ukraine without Ukraine.
The United States has rattled NATO by saying that Ukraine should never join and that European allies should take responsibility for Ukraine's security. Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth denied that the United States is betraying Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
It clearly has gives that impression that it was a successful phone call. We all want peace in Ukraine. Obviously, we have to make sure that Ukraine is in the best possible position.
Both Rutte and Hegseth agreed that NATO's European allies must spend more on their own defense budgets. I'm Karen Chamas.
The EU's foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, said on Thursday that Europe will continue to support Ukraine if it resists the terms of a peace deal struck between Russia and the U.S. that Kyiv has not agreed to. U.S. President Donald Trump said he plans to unveil reciprocal tariffs on Thursday, but gave no details about his latest tariff plan, which could take aim at every country that charges duties on U.S. imports. Trump wrote on his social media platform, quote, "Today is the big one, reciprocal tariffs," unquote.